Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we're talking about godliness and exercising oneself towards godliness is beneficial. The Word says it's beneficial in this lifetime now and also in the life to come. And we're looking at the fact that God can protect us, He can prosper us, He can do so many different things. He's capable, He's able, and He's also willing. And then we looked at the fact that He got the Egyptians to free the Israelites out of Egypt by doing the 10 plagues that He did. He will take care of His children one way or the other. And so this is an amazing God. He keeps the worlds operating. He keeps the stars hanging in space. He is the creator and is able to take care of us. So let's pick it up one more time and see just how powerful and how loving this God, our Father, is today.
Surely, surely, God is keeping all of that stuff working. The Bible even says the worlds, plural, are held up with the word of God. Are they, listen, that thing's turning, the sun's shining, the moon is mooning. That God takes care of the planets and every star, that they're not colliding and there's not chaos in the heavens. He's doing that. Surely He can take care of me, little of me. He will take care of His children. He took care of them. He got them out of Egypt. And I'm telling you, He'll do it at any and all cost. He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus, His most beloved, only begotten Son. He sent Jesus to die in my place, in your place. He did that. My God, if He would do that. The Bible says, if, you know, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish. This is for everybody. He sent Jesus. He gave His Son to be whipped and bruised and spit on and beat up and buried and faced the devil. He did all of that. And if God didn't withhold His Son Jesus, how much more would He give you anything else? He will protect you. Say, God is protecting me because I belong to Him. Say, I am His child. Amen. And since we're His child, we should expect Him to take care of us. My children, DCF would be in my house. If when they were growing up, I treated them like trash, didn't feed them, didn't clothe them, didn't send them to school, didn't protect them when I could. If that was the case, DCF would come and take my children. Is that correct? Well, God will take care of His children. He takes care of His children. He calls Himself Father. He says, you can call me Abba. Abba, Daddy. Dearest Daddy. That's the God. He will protect you through any situation ever. Amen. I protect my kids to the best of my ability. So you could say parenthood assures protection, right? You got to feed them, nappy them, dipe them, do the whole thing with them. Well, if parenthood ensures protection, surely our godly Father, our Heavenly Father, will protect us. That's why with the COVID now and the hurricanes now, you've got to put your faith and your trust in Him. You got to know, God's got me. God's got me in the palm of His hands. My name is written in the palm of His hand. God has got me. And come on, hello, high water. Look, I'll do what's necessary to do. If they say it's a category, whatever, I will put my screens up and I will do all of that kind of stuff. I will. When I go into Walmart, I have to wear a mask, so I wear the mask. I'm not going to be stupid. I'll wear the mask. But God's got me. Whether I had it on or didn't have it on, God's got me. But you've got to know it. You've got to believe it, you got to speak it out of your mouth. You've got to release it out of your mouth continually. You've got to release it out of your mouth continually. And listen, all these people, the weather people and the news people were saying, God is your salvation. Every time they said the name of the hurricane, God is your salvation. God is your salvation. God is your salvation. Rather than, oh God, we're in trouble. And that's why I believe this thing just flitted out.
That is Hurricane Isaias, the Spanish word, which means God, my salvation.
I mean, I've played golf in winds stronger than that's coming or that's come. I don't even know if it's coming or going. I haven't got a clue. I woke up this morning. I took my dogs at 6:30 outside, walked them out for a wee. I normally take them at 7. I decided, no, we're going earlier. Took them at 6:30, and you should have seen them, the poor little puppies. Wind blowing, and they're like all over the show, chasing rabbits. We got bunnies all over the show on the golf course right next to us. And here's Judah chasing a rabbit. He'll never catch it because I've got him on a leash. But we run after the rabbit, and then the rabbit stops and he lets him get this close, and then he takes off, and we're running all over the golf course. I'm having fun. Amen. I'm having fun. I'm not worrying about, God, you either got me or you don't. If He can't protect me, do you think a hurricane shutter can protect me?
No.
Hello? You get a real big hurricane, take your house down. Come on. Hola. Okay. So now, listen, God will protect us, but that doesn't mean we can act foolishly and automatically be protected. You know, when I was young growing up, my parents told me when we were crossing the street, look left. Over there it was left because we drove on the opposite side. The right side of the road is where we drove. The correct side, let's just put it that way, okay? So we had to look left, look right, look left again, then go, right? So they taught me things as I was growing up. Do it this way. And so now that I get older, I think I don't have to look anymore and just walk out, roadkill. You understand? So the same thing with the Word of God. He's given you so many warnings. He's told you what to do. And so if you just say, well, I'm not going to do it your way, you're going to get into trouble. You can't be stupid. You know, there's faith, foolishness, and presumption. I presume He's going to protect me even though I don't care a thing. You know? No. No. You've got to be trying to live to the best of your ability with the help of the Holy Spirit, a godly lifestyle. Everyone say godly lifestyle. Amen. And there's a reward for living a godly lifestyle now and later. I live a godly lifestyle. God's blessed my life tremendously. Absolutely tremendously. And I've been questioning God so many times, and people ask me, how come, how did you do this, how did you get this, what about the school, and I used to think in my stupidity, of course I get up real early and seek after God, and Hebrews 11:6 says those that come to Him must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. You see, He's a rewarder. So yeah, that's part of it. You diligently seek God, but listen, the ultimate thing is I'm His child. I am God's child, just like you are. And God is not a respecter of His children.
Amen.
Everybody, He's not a respecter of persons. God respects His children over the people that are not His children, believe me. Because when that time comes and the Antichrist is on, I'm telling you, it's about to step onto the world stage. He's about to step on the world stage, the Antichrist, not a Antichrist. There have been many a Antichrists. But the Antichrist, the one spoken of in the Bible, the man of perdition, that one, he's about to step on the world stage. And that's what you're seeing today. That's why you need protection today. That's why you're seeing chaos wherever you look. That's why they're doing away with cash. That's why there's lawlessness taking place. God said this would happen, and then the end is going to come. And now they're going for this cryptocurrency, for one world currency, one world religion, one world government. I mean, really, it's really quite amazing that God is so accurate. I mean, if you read the Bible, from beginning to end, the accuracy and the scriptures. You know, I did a teaching in our Bible school last year. Another, it was this year. We had to cancel it because of COVID. But I was doing on apologetics. Apologetics is how to defend your faith, how to know about faith. But if you remember Pastor Adamel, Pastor John, guys that were there, my son Canaan, I gave out a sheet of paper with 112 prophetic words. Remember that, Ariel? 112 prophetic declarations about Jesus, just about Jesus, 112. And I gave you the scripture, 112 scriptures to show the fulfillment of that. Think about that. That's not even human. It's not human. You can't do that. No one can do that. They say if you can get one right, it's a trillion to one. If you can get two right, you're God type of thing. You understand? God has got everything going the way he said it would go. And he said there is coming an Antichrist, and he said there's going to be a rapture, and he said he's going to take care of us, and we're going to have a marriage feast for 7 years, and he said then we're going to come back, and we're going to put a stop to all this nonsense, and then you are going to rule with me forever. Now listen, we're 1,000 years, and then stuff's going to happen, but then it'll change again for the good. If God can bring 112 prophetic declarations, and there's probably more, there are more other ones, this is just on Jesus. If God can bring 112 prophetic declarations written in the book, thousands of years before it took place, and then show and prove that it did happen, he's got to be God. He's got to be God. There is no ways anyone who doesn't know the beginning from the end could ever do that. Ever. Come on. What about Nostradamus? God created him. Yeah. God created Nostradamus, gave him a gift. He became a stargazer. Big deal. And his prophetic declarations that he brought out, the things that he said were similar. They weren't exact. God's is exact. She will be born of a virgin. He will be born of a virgin. Boom. And that same God who knows all of that, who can do all of that, who's done all of he's done, is my Father. Can he protect me? He can protect me. He's protected me right now for 29, going on 30 years from sickness and disease. He has protected me. Yeah. Yeah. Haven't had a doctor in over 40 years. Yeah. That's God. That's a testimony to God. You've got to learn to say he is my protector. He's my rear guard. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my strength. And when you've got the armor of God on, the weaponry, you've got Jesus on. Put Christ on, the Bible says. Put Christ on. When you get Christ on, you've got the helmet of salvation, because he is salvation. Psalm 27:1. When you get the breastplate of righteousness, he is your righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He is your righteousness. Put on the belt of peace, of truth. He is my truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. He says, put on the shoes that are preparing the gospel of peace. He is the one who said, I come to bring the gospel. He is the word. Hallelujah. Come on. Put on your shield of faith. He is my faith. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, the author and finisher of my faith. He said, take the two-edged sword of the Spirit of God, the Word of God. He is that Word. I mean, he's peace, everything. When you got Christ on you, you're covered, man. Now expect protection.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Take